Well, I got the hottest request in fishing right now for information on Lake Gogebic, and I got the man himself, Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op on the phone here. By the way, Pete, I wanted to tell you, you got some fans that are listening at WFXD.com right now from out of the area. They're big fans of yours.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
Yeah, we got the WFXD.com. You can listen worldwide, and some folks that like to visit with you from Ohio they're all about getting information from Pete Sorrell, as well as about 25 other requests today, because Lake Gogebic is en fuego right now. Unbelievable ice fishing.
It is, Adam, and something happened this weekend that doesn't happen too often around here, is I ran out of minnows.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness. 5,000 minnows, and I ran out.
Wow. What kind of minnows were obviously all of them were selling, but what do you usually carry?
I carry shiners and suckers for the walleye and fatheads, too. Don't get me wrong. Fatheads are good for walleye fishing, too. And then I also carry the crappie minnows. But, it was the amount of people out fishing was just crazy. I ran out of waxworms, too. And I have a refrigerator full, and I ran out of them also. It was a crazy weekend. Ice conditions are about perfect. You can use your wheeler, your quad. You can use anything. There's not a lot of snow on the ice. It was not much slush. And the ice conditions nearly doubled. Where I was fishing, we had about 4 inches, and then we went out 2 days later, and we had about 8 to 10.
No kidding.
In the middle of the bay. And, it was good.
Anybody driving trucks on the ice yet?
No, and that usually doesn't happen up on Gogebic because of the amount of snow we get. But not that it hasn't happened in the past. I remember years where, 3 or 4 trucks are all driving around. But, we haven't seen any trucks yet.
Well, I tell you what, I hope it's just a little bit longer for a couple of reasons. One is, I saw pictures from this past weekend, long weekend that it was, of a few vehicles, including a few snowmobiles and four-wheelers that went through the ice at various spots around the UP. So please, everyone, be careful. And you don't want that fine. Your vehicle goes through the ice. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that will ruin your day, that's for sure. And listen, but the fishing has been good. We did well. There was 4 of us, and we all took home fish. And some friends of mine were fishing just to the west of me, and they did really well on Saturday. And we're not just talking those 13, 15 slots. They were all over 15. Matter of fact, and they had some perch. The biggest was 14 3/4.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
And we got lots more detail to get into with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing about the great fishing for walleye and, get this, teeter pigs. We'll tell you what that is in our next outdoor report. Plus, we'll talk about the special regulations and where exactly they are getting these nice perch and walleye. So stay tuned for part 2, continued in our next report right here, later this hour on The Outdoor Show.